Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Well, so much is going on in the news, especially with, well, Amy that's dealing with the flesh-eating bacteria, and we just see so much going on with healthcare in general, the elections coming up. But the question really comes down to it. We can see all of that. You can be scared about a bacteria, or you can be concerned about healthcare and where your dollars are going to go, and if you're going to have good health insurance, and or are the good doctors actually going to stick around much, knowing that things might change a little bit. Well, of course, it can be a little unnerving. But the reality is this, is that if 2/3 or 80% or so of the health challenges that we deal with, okay, that we get diagnosed with on a regular basis, if we know that they're more lifestyle related than anything else, then we don't have to wait for a new healthcare system or worry about a new healthcare system. We don't have to worry about what things might be coming down the pipe that we can't control, like a flesh-eating bacteria. But what we do is we can control are our choices every single day. And that's what it comes down to. So my question to you is, are you exercising like you know you should? Are you eating well, better than you did yesterday? Are you drinking more water? Are you resting? Are you making better choices for yourself so that when your kids watch, they can see someone to be an example of? So are we setting not only good choices for ourselves so that we can live a healthy life and that we can thrive and we can have energy and not have the aches and pains and age well and create an example for our kids to be able to watch and follow? Or are we creating a situation where we're not, and we're just kind of living for ourselves and not setting an example and not living the kind of life that we were designed to live because we were designed to be healthy? Do you know that? And the reality is that if we're not making good decisions for our health and if we're not walking in that, then we're not going to be able to have the kind of health that we're looking for. So if it's cancer or diabetes or heart disease or depression or anxiety, whatever it might be, realize that the body can get sick, it can also get well. And the choices that we make every single day, they matter. Joe in Manassas, Virginia says, he says, I've been diagnosed with low blood platelets and low white and red blood cell counts. Can you help? It depends. I mean, that can mean several things, Joe. So depending on what your doctor has you doing, a lot of times when you have low blood platelets, a lot of times you can be low in vitamin K. And so a lot of the dark leafy green vegetables can be really helpful. Kale, spinach, collard greens, all those sort of turnip greens, they can all be very good. And of course, they're going to naturally raise vitamin K levels. So a great way to do that. And you can supplement with it as well. But really, the vegetables are a great way to go. Now, the red blood cell count is a different animal. It could be iron, could be B12, and you could have an iron storage issue with ferritin levels. So that's where, again, digging a little bit deeper, whether it is with your physician or someone that really looks into blood work based on more of a nutritional analysis, might be good to do that and really figure out what's going on. Because if you've got low red blood cell counts, it could mean a host of things. And if they didn't tell you any type of diagnosis within that, they just said the levels were low, then it probably is, you know, one of those things. But I'm sure that if it is and it was relevant, that the doctors would have mentioned something to you. So just something to think about. You want to keep that in line. And the low white blood cell count, just so you know, little FYI. 888-283-7272. We're going to Barbara. Hi, Barbara. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi there, darling.
Hi. So I went to give blood, and they said that my iron was too low, and I couldn't give blood. And I'm tired all the time, so I thought, well, okay, maybe that's part of what I'm why I'm tired all the time. So I'm trying to figure out why I'm low in iron and what I can do about it.
Kind of like, there you go.
Yeah.
And so have you been to your doctor? Well, you went to give blood. Did you ever go to your physician and have a little powwow about that?
I haven't. I'm set up for a physical next week, which was already scheduled. So.
Yeah, just wait till you get over there. I mean, even if the red blood cell counts are low, I would have them run a couple of extra blood tests at your physical. There is what's called a TIBC, which is total iron binding capacity. It'll tell your iron levels, but it'll also show other issues, and meaning that it can show if there's a storage problem or if there's an issue along those lines. You can also see with the test called MMA, big long word, just remember MMA. That's really good for B12 levels. Folic acid can show you if there's a storage issue within the B12 as well. And so those two kind of go hand in hand, and that can be helpful. A lot of times if you have low iron, you can have one or the other, or you can have a combination of both. And so it's good to look at both of those and kind of figure out, okay, well, this is kind of where I'm at and what kind of game plan do I need. And it's kind of similar for both as far as things like dark leafy green vegetables, red meat, which a lot of people think is so horrible for you, but if it's grass-fed and hormone-free, it's actually really good for you. And there's so many nutrients that we get out of red meat that's phenomenal for our health. So that's just a couple of things to think about. And it does take time. It's not going to happen overnight. But I would go to your doctor, let them kind of look at things, and I would mention those tests to them. And they may say, oh, well, you don't really need to do that. I can just do a CBC and be fine. But just be kind of adamant, because I'm telling you, those two tests will actually get a little bit more definitive. You'll seem really educated when you go in there and ask for that. And they'll be like, wow, you've been doing your homework. Because they're tests that probably, the MMA test is an old test that's been around. There's a B12 test now that is just B12. But the challenge with that is that it's not that clear on the read, meaning that because B12 is water soluble, it can give a kind of a false reading of what's really there. The MMA is more of a long-term B12 level and how it's been doing for the long term, not the short term. So anyway, a couple things to think about. But foods will really make a difference depending on how low it is. And I know you're tired all the time. Supplementation can help, but things like blackstrap molasses are known to be really good for raising iron levels. I mean, there's a host of things that can really help. But look for it from your diet so much, not so much more from supplements and that sort of thing. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Stacy. Hi, Stacy. Hello, Stacy. Are you with us?
Yes.
Hi, Stacy.
I'm so sorry. I don't know why there's such a bad connection. Can you hear me all right now?
I sure can.
Okay, excellent. I wanted to know what your thoughts were as far as ALA, alpha-lipoic acid, if I'm saying that correctly. I was told specifically that it may help me with my insulin resistance through the PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. Actually, they've been doing a lot of studies on ALA. And alpha-lipoic acid is great for people that deal with type 2 diabetes. And interestingly enough, with PCOS, which is what you're dealing with, there's a lot of similarities between how type 2 diabetes is treated and PCOS, because they found, of course, the insulin resistance that happens within that, it can be a huge factor. So I'll tell you a little bit more in detail when we come out of this break, talking about alpha-lipoic acid and the results it can have with PCOS.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? results, fast results. In fact, Ferrolac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Ferrolac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Ferrolac is formulated for powerful results. Ferrolac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Ferrolac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Ferrolac.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not.
Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Talking with Stacy and just talking about some issues with specifically with PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, has insulin resistance to it where the body doesn't handle blood sugar very well. And, of course, testosterone is increased in females, and it can cause excessive weight gain. So, Stacy, when did you get diagnosed with it? How recently has that happened, or has it been for quite a while?
No, it's been quite a while. I got diagnosed in mid, I think it was 97, mid to late 90s. But being much younger then, I didn't have the weight gain problems that I do now. The last 2 years is when it's just, I've always been able to maintain. It's taken a lot to do that. But now doing the same thing a little more, actually, and I'm not even able to maintain. I'm gaining probably about 20 pounds a year the last 2 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And my since I went vegetarian, my cholesterol has gotten better. It's still a little elevated, because that's also, you know, part of the PCOS. The high blood pressure, which has gotten better but still runs high, but not nearly what it used to. And this is just from, you know, the basic blood profiles that they do. And the last time I went to the doctor, I'm not offered insurance at my job currently, so it was a couple years ago, and I lost my job in 2009, and he told me that I could do high-impact aerobics for 6 hours a day, and that was just to maintain my weight. So it was very... not what I wanted to hear. He basically told me that there's no hope. And I know that's not true, because there's many other women that have this, you know, the syndrome. And, you know, that's how I heard about the ALA, the alpha lipoic acid. And I'm not sure on, you know, how much of it, or, you know, will it really work? And my blood sugar has actually gotten better, but again, it's still high too. So I'm trying to find some natural ways to fight this, you know, because I refuse to believe that there's nothing I can do. And 6 hours a day of aerobics with a knee that needs replacing just isn't going to happen.
No. No, it's
true. I mean, I still do my walking, you know, I still do my speed walking, and I do light weights, but that's just not, you know, reasonable, you know, six hours a day. And I thought he was kidding, but he wasn't. He was in all seriousness.
No,
he told me that, you know, as...
sure.
I get older, it's going to progress, you know, and I'll start having the weight gain problems, which is, you know, when I seen him is when it first, you know, the weight gain problems were first starting.
Oh, yeah. No, it's an issue. And I guess the one piece that I've already heard you say that really I want to ask you a couple questions, because PCOS it's a big issue. A lot of people struggle with it. A lot of women do. And we're seeing it more and more. And the hormone issues, obviously, are running rampant. It comes down to diet and lifestyle over a period of time. There's some genetic involvement with it, but it's not just all genetic. There's a huge piece of that that comes down with lifestyle. So why don't you do this? Why don't you tell me what you eat on a regular basis, breakfast, lunch, and dinner? And the reason I want to know is I'm going to see how much carbohydrate you're taking in and if you're really working against yourself. So go ahead and hit me with it.
Okay, I'll use the past week, because I pretty much stay the same. The only thing that really varies would be dinner. Breakfast is usually either two pieces of toast with some jam, or English muffin with an egg. And then lunch is always a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And then dinner, actually for the past 3 nights, I have had boiled cabbage, carrots, celery, potatoes with couscous. That's it. Oh, and then snacks is bananas, apples, and some pretzel sticks.
All right, let me just tell you something right now, okay? If you continue to eat this, you are going to continue to gain 20 pounds every 2 months from here on out. That diet is setting you up for disaster.
But I'm eating healthy food,
No, you're not. I'm telling you right now, that diet is setting you up to fail.
Why is that?
Because everything you're eating.
I'm going to get meat now from my friend, because I won't buy it from the stores. That's a refarm produced stuff. I just won't.
It's okay. There's all kinds of options out there. And I'm just telling you, I'm shooting you straight, because you need to know this. If you walked into any of our wellness providers, I mean, and they saw that, they would completely just revamp everything. And I'm going to tell you why, because Okay, everything you're eating is carbohydrate, okay, except for the PB&J. It's got a little bit of peanut butter on it, which has got mold in it, which is really tough on your digestive tract and really bad for allergies. But that's beside the point. That's like the least thing I'm worried about. What I'm concerned about is you're eating three meals a day, your snacks in between, everything is carbohydrate, and the one thing you don't want to do is eat a lot of carbohydrate. And that's what your entire diet is. And not only that, it's higher glycemic carbohydrates, which means it's throwing your blood sugar all over the place. And so let me just switch something. Are you good? Could you possibly do fish and eggs? Would you go back to that?
Say that again, please.
Do you do eggs? Do you do fish?
I don't like fish, and I'm allergic to shellfish.
Well, shellfish is different than regular fish, like salmon or tuna.
Yeah, I've tried it, and really it was, I mean, after the first bite, I had to hold my nose, and I would, you know, only eat it because it's, you know, so good with the omega-3s.
Right.
You know,
right.
And I'll admit I'm no chef, so.
It's okay.
Cooking is not my strong point.
Are you against chicken and turkey completely? Or you have like
I ate chicken until probably about a year ago. I ate chicken as well.
All right, let me throw this at you, okay? We have a program, and it's my book is called Empowering Your Health, and we've got our Get Well University program, where it combines the Empowering Your Health book and an 8-CD audio program that leads you from A to Z on how to get healthy. And each CD, you listen to one CD a week, and it's 1 hour long. And it really breaks everything down on how to revamp your life. For you, the anti-inflammatory diet is going to be key. Lean quality proteins at every meal, including breakfast. That's chicken, fish, eggs, that sort of thing. Whatever you like, okay? Kind of pick. There's a whole set of food groups. And then you've got to make sure your carbohydrates come from fruits and vegetables, but only things like berries and broccoli and asparagus and that sort of thing. Cutting the grains completely out. And then snacks in between should be a small handful of nuts, maybe some carrots or whatnot combined. And then your lunch should be another piece of chicken, fish, eggs, and some vegetables. And so on. So revamping everything is important. And the alpha lipoic acid is good. Let me just say that. But it's not the issue that you have. Your diet is the issue. Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say, Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you go to Guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to Guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at Guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to Guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call Guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay Mark a commission, okay? Call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Be part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Go online, send me an email at getwellradio.com. Don't forget our wellness provider network is a team of healthcare providers, natural healthcare providers around the country that are coming together to help you live the life you were designed to live. Lifestyle-based care, nutritional-based care, taking you by the hand and coaching you along the way. That's what this whole thing is about. It's about teaching you the things that you don't know. And many times we think we eat healthy, we exercise enough, we drink enough water, we're doing the right things, and then lo and behold, we realize, oh my goodness, I thought I was living healthy and I thought I was doing the right things. See, many times, if there's a fire, we think we've got a bucket of water. It looks like a bucket of water. It may not smell like a bucket of water. So you take the bucket of water and you toss it on the fire, and all of a sudden the flame gets bigger and bigger. And you can't figure out why. It's because you've been putting gasoline on the fire the entire time when you were hoping that it was water to put the fire out. And so we keep feeding things by putting the wrong kind of foods in our bodies. We keep feeding the fire of these issues that are going on inside of our bodies. By not exercising properly and efficiently, we continue to have these issues within our bodies, and the body begins to break down. And because of that, we're not living the life that we really need to be living. We don't have the health that we really deserve.
So it's about making some choices, making some shifts in our life so we can really, really learn how to thrive and really function at a peak level. Because it's getting to the place now where you got to stop doing what you're doing and being so broken down to the place where you don't feel like there's any hope. You can't get any better. It is what it is. It's your genetics. It's what grandma and grandpa passed down. And it just is what it is. It doesn't have to be that way. Life can be better. You can be better. But we have to make new decisions for our health and for our life. 888-283-7272 lines are open. You can give me a call right now. Lisa, you're next with us on the show. How can I help, darling?
My call, I just would like some direction from you, if that's okay.
Okay, sure.
I am relatively very healthy and very active, but lately at night when I'm sleeping, I wake up several times in the night, I'm in a cold sweat, and then I wake up in the morning and I have an excruciating headache. So I don't know, my body's obviously screaming at me, wake up, do something different, but I'm not sure if I need to go to a ENT doctor, or, you know, if it's hormonal, or if it's, you know, lifestyle, or what.
Yeah, so, okay, so talk to me now. You wake up, how often does this happen? Every day?
Just about, yeah, at night, usually. And then in the mornings, my head just is killing me when I wake up. But after I get up, and, you know, I usually get up, have a cup of coffee, and, you know, get to stirring around, I get up very early. I usually get up about 5:30 or 6 because I own my own company and you know, time
no
to
rest for
make
the weary.
Things happen. Right.
Yeah. So I get it. All right, so the headache hurts where, what part of the head?
It's usually in the frontal lobe area on the left-hand side.
On the left-hand side? Okay.
Uh-huh.
And when you get up and kind of putter around after you drink your coffee, does it fade out?
Well, you know, normally what I'll normally do is I'll get up and I'll I've had migraines in the past and that medication doesn't help. Normally I just get up and I take I usually take a BC powder. It's just a powder form of aspirin, and I guess it has caffeine in it as well. And that usually works. I mean, it usually makes it feel better. It may take an hour or so for it to work, but eventually it does. So.
Okay. Well.
And I don't know. Maybe I'm just not getting enough rest or something. I'm not sure what direction to take, but I know I've got to address it in some manner. So.
Well, I think a couple things can be happening. One, it could be your thyroid. That's pretty common to wake up with headaches on the frontal side of the head, and it fade out as the day goes on a little bit. That's pretty common with thyroid. If they do check your thyroid when you go in, which I suggest you do, make sure they look at what's called a TPO antibody. It's not really looked at a lot. Matter of fact, doctors will kind of look at the normal thyroid numbers, and if everything's okay, they won't dig a little deeper. But the TPO antibody is really one of those tests that shows if there's an autoimmune process going on with the thyroid, and it's underlying. A lot of times it'll just kind of be barely borderline, and we really won't have all the information, but it really gives a good indicator if there's a major issue that needs to be addressed. So just keep that in your back pocket. The other issue, too, is that it's happening on the left side. Many times when headaches happen on the left-hand side of the head, over the left eye, that can be a zinc deficiency many times. So, again, that's something you might want to look up on your own and kind of do some research on. That can be helpful. Knowing that you run your own business and the stress that comes along with that is pretty important, because just the undue stress with the economy and life and running it and the details that go along with that, I mean, that's enough within itself. So understanding that is important, and knowing that's a player, it's a key component. It can give you a headache more than just once a day. But you know, you enjoy it and that sort of thing. So that's a good thing. So, I mean, there's a catch-22 with it. But just know that the coffee and all that you drink in the morning, quick question, do you have to have it? Like, if you didn't, would you be dragging pretty hard, or does it make the headache go away?
No, it's more for my headache than it is for to wake me up in the morning. Usually the caffeine helps. So, I, you know, if I get up and don't have a cup of coffee, I'm okay. You know, if I don't have a headache, I don't have to have it. But it is, I don't drink more than just one cup. But
you eat breakfast?
Yes. Breakfast is my favorite meal.
What do you normally have?
I usually I have a pretty good breakfast because I have to get over. I'm also taking care of my parents, and I usually go over and I cook them. You know, we have eggs and toast or biscuits or something like that. We're from the South, so I fix grits and all those good things for you. Bacon,
of course,
we usually have bacon. So,
so you're taking care of your parents. Are they ill?
No, they're just in their early 80s, and you know, I'm their only daughter, so they live nearby, and I go by and check on them every day and fix breakfast for them and enjoy a few minutes with them before I have to tackle my day.
Yeah, that's really great, actually. Well, here's the thing. I would get the blood testing done with your doctor. Go mention that to them. And that's just a regular family doctor, and that's a good place to go. Another good option, two options I think would be important, is to meet with someone that can do an evaluation nutritionally. Like, let's say your primary care doctor does your blood work, and they'll look at it. Someone needs to look at it from a nutritional perspective because they're not going to look at it from that way. They're just going to look at it from a disease perspective, and this is all we're trained to do. And so there are some really good dietitians and nutritionists out there that are well-trained to look at things from more a nutritional perspective, and that's kind of what they do. That would be good to figure out what you're deficient in, and that way you'll know kind of from, you know, foods to eat, supplements to take, all that. You'll have a game plan, not just kind of shooting in the dark and hoping for the best. But it'll be interesting to see what they say about the thyroid and also if there's a potential or a zinc deficiency there. I mean, those two things are being important. I'd probably, if you're having the headaches, probably a smart thing to cut out the coffee, and you might want to switch over to something like green tea. And it doesn't matter if you put in like three bags and one cup of green tea. It has a good amount of caffeine in it, so it'll replace what you're getting out of coffee. But it has components in the coffee bean itself that's why I don't like coffee that much, is because it's highly acidic, and for the most part, and it raises cortisol levels. Cortisol is a stress hormone, not a good thing. You don't want cortisol to be raised a lot within the body because it can cause all kinds of issues. It causes you to store body fat, stores brain cells, destroys muscle tissue. Just not a great thing. So just a couple of things, you know, with that can be helpful for you, I think, in figuring out what this deal is. It could be hormonal too. And if you want, I would ask them to check your hormones. You have three different types of estrogen. You might want to look at that and progesterone. All of those are going to be important to be looked at. And again, it's about looking at it from a disease perspective, but also looking at it from more of a nutritional perspective as well. So those are two key components that you want to make sure that you're functioning at the highest level so that you can kind of be the best you that you can be. But you need a plan, and that's, you know, having a good game plan is vital. And that's what I would encourage you to do, is to get one. You know, whether it's listen to our kind of our Get Well University program that's got 8 CDs, it's got 8 hours to teach you kind of how to revamp your whole health, lifestyle from A to Z, whatever. You just need a plan. You get a plan, follow it, get some coaches or some doctors around you that can kind of take you by the hand, because it's just like your business. You know, you can go in and you can do everything. I don't know what kind of business it is, but you can do everything. Do the books. You can serve the people. You can do all of that and run yourself ragged, or you can build a team around you that can help you do things you can never do on your own. Same with healthcare. And I see too many people that just try to figure it out on their own. So I'm glad you called. Keep me posted on how things go. We'll be right back.
If you own a home, you need to hear what customers say about ADT monitored home security from Protect Your Home. Betty S. from Atlanta told us,
I love ADT. The alarm system makes me feel safe, even though I live in an area where crime is increasing. The most important thing is peace of mind, sound sleep at night, and comfort when I'm away.
Now you can have peace of mind too with your own ADT monitored security system. Call today and get a free security system worth $850. That includes free hardware and fire alert button with $99 installation fee and purchase of monitoring services. But you must call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, soon at 888-989-4292. That's 888-989-4292. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $33.99 per month, $1,223.64. Payment by credit card or electronic bank account charge for new homeowner customers with satisfactory credit history only. Local permit fees may be required. Certain restrictions may apply. Cannot be combined with any other offer. License number CAACO6320 at FLEC1300-3427. Call for additional numbers.
From the makers of Blanket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blanket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blanketpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blanketpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Remember, you can make changes, but only you can take responsibility for your health. I can't do it for you. Your friends, your family members, your coworkers, your loved ones, your husband, your wife, cousins, your kissing cousins, nobody and take responsibility for your health, but you got to step up. You got to make some changes. Here's a little health tip for the day about exercising in the heat. Summer is pretty much right around the corner. Now, we haven't been having some cool days, but the heat is coming, that's for sure. So you shouldn't stop exercising during the summer months, but because it jumps up, here are some tips that the American Council on Exercise offers as guidelines. Drink plenty of water before, during, and after exercise. Don't exercise as vigorously as you normally do, especially during the first few days of hotter weather. Pay attention to factors other than temperature, including humidity, and exercise early in the morning or late in the evening to beat the hottest temperatures. Amen to that. Wear lightweight clothing that fits loosely and listen to your body and take rest when you need it. It's all about listening to the body, figuring out what your body needs and just listen to it. A lot of people don't know how to listen. But it comes with time, and you typically can figure it out. You can go online, shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Send it at getwellradio.com. And you can also check out our wellness provider network. Got a lot of great providers that have grown around the country, all this nutrition, lifestyle, and wellness-based care that we talk about here on the show. Let's go to Paul right now. Hi, Paul. Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate this opportunity to chat with you.
Sure.
I'm a 60-year-old male, fairly active, swim like three times a week, fairly good diet, not certainly a perfect diet, but I have high cholesterol, and that's resulted in a buildup of plaque in my carotid arteries. And so what I'm wondering about are natural approaches to reduce this or to control it better. I've tried numerous statins, and my body just does not agree with statins.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, it's one of those things where, I mean, some people can handle them, and you can try different ones, and some people's body gets the aches and the pains, and it just doesn't work real well. But there's some options. I mean, what is your cholesterol run right now, typically?
It's about 220.
Okay. And are you eating, what does your diet look like?
Well, I drink a lot of zero-fat milk. I do a fair amount of fruits.
What did you have for breakfast this morning?
This morning I had papaya and a bowl of cereal and some yogurt.
Okay. Yogurt flavored or plain?
No, it was flavored. It was,
yeah. So you got tons of sugar and carbohydrates in that meal. Okay, what did you have for lunch?
Lunch, I had a tuna fish sandwich.
Okay. So you got the bread, and which is going to create a lot of issues with gluten, especially in the digestive tract. And you're going to have, so whenever you have a lot of blood sugar floating around the body, you create higher levels of triglycerides, and you affect cholesterol, especially if you're not getting a lot of the healthy good fats and cut down on the carbs. Are you doing any kind of snacks in between meals?
Yeah, the only snacks I'm doing between meals are like Zone energy bars.
Yeah, okay. Well, the only negative about that, and I'm not a big fan because they're full of soy protein, And the soy protein will lower your testosterone, which you don't need at all, and will raise your estrogen levels, which cause you to store more body fat.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to avoid soy like the plague if you're a male, big time.
Okay.
All right, so that's just another tidbit. Yeah, I mean, your diet is going to be important. And the two keys for you is avoiding grains for the most part. You can do them every now and then, just don't make it a regular habit. So the breads and the pastas and the cereals and the crackers and that kind of thing. That all is important for the most part. But a big key for cholesterol is maintaining good healthy fats in the diet. So your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, avocados, your fish oils, all of those are extremely beneficial for helping with good cholesterol levels. Vitamin E plays a big role, too, with helping with lowering the LDLs, which are the bad guys. And red yeast rice is really good for helping maintain healthy HDL levels, which those are the good guys. And keeping all that in balance can be a real key and can be very helpful for what you're dealing with. But, yeah, I mean, the statin drugs, if the doctor has you on it and wants you on it, you want to consider that, because I don't like to ever go against, you know, what somebody's doctor's telling them, only because, you know, I wouldn't want somebody telling me that if I had put someone on somebody on something. It's just not cool. So it's just not a good courtesy type thing. So I don't just say that to a lot of people, I just say that for disclaimers and all, but I really do mean it. And, you know, so if they said that and your body's not doing well on it, you want to talk to them. Doctors are really good, even if you have, like, let's say you want to do vitamin E and red yeast rice and all the stuff we're talking about. Okay, let's say you make a decision. You're saying, hey, I've done some research. Sounds good to me. Makes sense. You want to go to them and say, hey, here's the game plan. This is what I want to do. Will you monitor me, please? Let's do my blood work every 8 weeks and see what happens. You know, that's the kind of relationship you want to have with them. But I'll tell you this, for cholesterol, another big player in this, getting your carbohydrate levels, and you don't have to get them out of your diet. You want at least 30-35% of your diet in good, healthy carbohydrates, fruits and vegetables. But one big key are eggs, and whole eggs are phenomenal at helping with cholesterol levels. Matter of fact, the choline and lecithin that's in the egg yolk have been proven, and we know helps to manage cholesterol levels from just a complete natural perspective and from our food supply. So it might be something worth reading a little bit about and looking into. All right. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. It puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding
them. Hi, America's Lifestyle Coach here. You may have heard me talk about H2O Minerals. Let's hear about H2O Minerals customers and what they're saying.
My name is Dr. Terry Wood. I own Mustang Veterinary Hospital in Mustang, Oklahoma. And I started using Complete H2O Minerals a number of years ago because I needed, at that time, I needed a good source of iodine. And so I did that and was very happy and got to know the folks there. And then I started working with them and actually came up with a couple of formulas of my own that they've gone ahead and made up, the Dr. Wood Cellular Hydration Formula and the Dr. Wood's Mineral Formula. And they address the 50 needs that I have with the pets that I'm really, really happy with them. I'm able to do a lot of things I wasn't able to do before, and I'm really, really very happy with the company.
Find out the difference H2O Minerals can make for you. Call 1-877-MINERALS. That's 877-646-3725. 877-646-3725. Or go to CompleteH2OMinerals.com.